Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm your host, Henry Arslanian, and welcome to this special episode of the Future of Money podcast. It's a special episode as it was recorded live at the Hong Kong FinTech Week on stage with the CEO of Crypto.com, Chris Marszalek. In this interview, we discuss not only the state of crypto markets and what are some of the developments we have seen in recent months, but also the outlook ahead, not only for crypto markets, but also how Chris sees Crypto.com in 5 years. We also discuss very interesting topics, like, for example, what are the skills he looks for when he's hiring someone, and also what he thinks makes crypto entrepreneurs so special and the skills that you need to succeed in this industry. Hope you're going to like this special interview and see you all soon with another episode of the Future Money Podcast. Enjoy.
Guys, very, very, very excited to be here with Chris Marszalek to talk about really Crypto.com. Thank you very much for being with us. I know you have a choice where you want to be, but thanks for letting Chris and I today share our passion on the future of crypto and what's happening in the market. Really, today our goal is to go through the details of what's happening on Crypto.com, the latest trends and developments. I can't promise you we're going to cover everything in the next 15 minutes, but I promise you it's going to be exciting, interesting, and most importantly, insightful. Chris Marszalek, the CEO of Crypto.com. By the way, many people know Chris as the CEO of Crypto.com, but do you know that at night, his real specialty, he's the expert book reader to his six-year-old son, and he's actually the specialist when you're looking for advice on what books to buy for kids. So Chris, good. Thanks for being with us today at FinTech Week.
Awesome. Fantastic reconnecting.
So there's a lot of stuff. Before we really dive in, can you maybe share with our audience a quick in 1 minute, what is Crypto.com? Andrew gave a little summary right now, but for people to be aware of what you guys do.
Crypto.com is a trusted, global, regulated cryptocurrency platform. We've got over 80 million users on it. And what you can do with our products is, you know, buy one of many hundreds of cryptocurrencies, you can trade, you can spend it with a Visa card that we are issuing. You could trade like a professional or institutional venue. You could get access to DeFi for our DeFi wallet. So it's a complete ecosystem of cryptocurrency products that anybody and millions today are using.
That's amazing. I mean, there's the mentioned ecosystem. There's been obviously a hell of a year in the, not only Crypto.com ecosystem, but the broader crypto ecosystem. What's your view on the state of the market today? Like a year ago, the past 12 months have been pretty rock and roll. How do you see the state of crypto ecosystem right now?
Well, we've had what was a necessary cleanup. So a few players who were not supposed to be here in the first place are now gone. And the builders are busy rebuilding the trust in the industry. So that's what Crypto.com has been doing for the last 12 months. And you can see that it's going in the right direction. You can see the with institutions coming, you can see the Bitcoin price action last weekend, this week. I think
it's been a good week in crypto.
Everybody is very optimistic about the future of crypto as we stand here today.
So actually, as we stand here today, right, I'm sure in the audience, there's a lot of finance executives, people work for banks, people in the broader Hong Kong community. What message do you have for them? I mean, you mentioned the future of crypto is being built, especially there was a lot of cleanup last year. What message do you have to the crowd of what people may be missing on what's happening on the crypto space?
Yeah, I think there's probably not ever been a better time to join the cryptocurrency revolution than right now. I think it's a very highly asymmetric bet, if you will. There's a high degree of certainty that with Bitcoin moving up with ETF approvals and whatnot, the whole market is going to eventually be a $10 trillion market. So if you spend your time in TradFi, and you look at the macro situation, and you look at what's happening in cryptocurrency space, I think this is the best place that you can use your skill set to help take the market to the next level, utilizing your knowledge of regulatory frameworks and what's happened in TradFi. And there is still a lot of innovation that needs to happen. You know, things in TradFi need to trade 24/7. You need to be able to send things around on a global basis. So getting this done, but within the frameworks that are set by regulators, is something that plenty of people could contribute to.
Never been a better time to be in crypto. Here you go. Like, that's the message today. Actually, you mentioned within the regulatory frameworks, right? I think you and I have been in Hong Kong for many, many years, and we've seen the evolution of Hong Kong as well, from the early days of crypto regulations to some of the things that came out even today. What's your view on Hong Kong? I mean, obviously, there was a lot of boom and great times. There's been some changes. And now we're seeing a pivot. Like, what's your view on the Hong Kong regulatory ecosystem?
Well, first thing is I'm always very bullish on Hong Kong people. You have to admire their grit, determination, their smarts.
Yep.
You know, there's an element of rough and tough attitude here. Things get done. People are really ambitious. They want to get done. So I think this entrepreneurial spirit is something that is the foundation of a very thriving ecosystem. And if you add to it, you know, a helpful regulatory framework where the government is really trying to help and nurture the ecosystem, I think it's got a pretty good chance at winning this game.
Yeah, I think it's going to be interesting, especially there's definitely momentum now going back into Hong Kong, which is awesome. I want to ask you about one thing about talent as well. Obviously, it's a lot of people probably here, like you mentioned before, this is a great time to get into crypto. You know, probably the best time. And I'm sure many people in the audience, I saw some of my students actually earlier on, are probably looking at getting into the space. As a CEO, like, what are the skill sets you're looking for TradFi people looking at entering the space, but also people that want to join the industry?
Skills are secondary. What we are looking for is, first of all, clarity of thinking.
Wow.
Clarity of thinking. You need to understand what are the underlying forces, what truly matters. There's an element of common sense about it. You need to have intense curiosity, especially in an industry that is as fast evolving as crypto.
Yeah.
You need to be relentless. We look for people with really tremendous drive and ability to take things from idea to completion and just pushing through. Speed of execution is very, very important to us. It's like at crypto.com, this is one of the things we focus a lot on. So if you want to get into this industry, you really need to focus on these traits.
Especially that it's a 24/7 industry, so it's not...
24/7, 365.
Yeah, exactly. some of the people in the room may remember this. I remember, Chris, I was with you in Hong Kong on stage at an event like this. I think it was 2016 or 17. And, I was asking you, Chris, what industry would you be in if you're not in crypto? And I remember distinctly, it's a moment that I will never forget. I've interviewed hundreds of CEOs and executives over the years. You told me, he stopped and he said, I'm crypto for life. And I will never forget that quote you told me. And is this something you're seeing in the industry? Like, is it, what do you think makes crypto so special that people are like you, like passionate about the space and believe in making a change?
I think it's a combination of two things. So, on one hand, you've got the end goal. In our case, this is global cryptocurrency adoption. We will not stop as a company until every single person that's connected to the internet holds and uses cryptocurrency. Wow. So that's the end goal, I think, is transformational for how the society operates. So there's an element of excitement about this. But then there's the journey itself. And I think for anybody who lacks high intensity, this is a very fast-paced game. You need to really be nimble. You need to be able to think from first principles. There's an element of creativity that's required, sometimes courage. So anybody who is intensely curious and likes this kind of fast-changing environment that is really 24/7, 365, will thrive in this industry, and you'll feel happy about waking up in the morning and checking out what happened overnight and just going back into the fray. So it's definitely not for everyone, but it's for certain type of person.
Yeah, I always tell everybody, if you want a Friday at 5 p.m., go and enjoy a nice weekend with your kids. Do not get into crypto. That's never good from that perspective. You mentioned, I mean, this kind of people that have the energy, the drive. As a CEO of crypto.com, so you mentioned before, we want to help anybody on the internet. Like, what is your vision of crypto.com? Like, crypto.com is 7 years old this year. How do you see crypto.com in 2030 when we're here at Hong Kong FinTech Week, hopefully?
I'll preface this by saying that it's actually extremely difficult to forecast 7 years. I know it's going to happen, right? But
5 years.
Let's say, so where we are today, we are a financial institution. We already have more licenses than any other player in cryptocurrency space. We're going to make sure in a short to midterm that we're going to have full licensing coverage in every market that matters, and we're going to be the only company in the world that has this. Wow. And on top of this, we'll innovate to provide the kind of services that our users would love to see and use. But that's just the short to midterm stuff. If you look at long term, we want to play a role in the convergence of crypto and AI. I think there's going to be an opportunity there, again, to align with our mission to grow the cryptocurrency adoption dramatically over the next couple of years. And to me, it's always been less about trying to really accurately predict what's going to happen or whatnot, and more about making sure that you've got you build the muscle for the process so that when the right time comes and the opportunity is there, you're really able to capture it and do something groundbreaking, do something that has never been done before.
So you mentioned AI. Like, how do you see a future of crypto and AI coming together? If that's a big trend, obviously it's been discussed a lot today. How do you think that can look like?
This is an excellent question. And the honest answer is that we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know. And things are changing at such rapid clip that it's really hard to predict a year out, not to mention seven. I would say that certain things are have a very high degree of probability. Things like, you know, Bitcoin is going to be at all-time high because, you know, governments are printing $1.6 trillion of new debt every 6 months. Okay, that's a given. Things are going to trade 24/7, 365, just like crypto for any asset class. That's a given. We'll be able to send things around, and everybody's going to have crypto. I think it's going to happen. But with the convergence with AI, you know, this is a completely new world where it's hard to tell what is real and what is not, right? So blockchain is a perfect technology to help us navigate this new types of uncertainty. And things like, you know, autonomous agents that are emerging right now, right? How do you actually make it work at scale and create entire economies around it, right, that just run on blockchain? I think it's incredibly interesting. It's evolving so quickly that you know, our answer to it is, instead of trying to really think about like 5 years from now, the question is like, what can you build today and what you can learn from the building process? I mean, you need to learn by doing it.
Yeah.
So that you see what are the things on the very edges. And that's how you identify opportunities. And that's also my advice to people who want to get into the industry. Get as close to the edge of the new stuff as possible. Read as much as you can, be really curious about it, and start doing things so then you will know where the opportunity is and where to go next.
I think that muscle power is very important, like you said, right? Be ready for from that perspective. One trend I just want to touch upon as well quickly on is on DeFi. There's obviously a lot of developments going on in the field of DeFi. You mentioned at the start of the introduction, there's obviously allows you to interact with DeFi. Can you share maybe more with us how you see a future of centralized players like Crypto.com and the interaction with like DeFi ecosystems?
Well, if you go back and look at it from on first principle basis, right? DeFi can't grow without regulated centralized players, right? Somebody needs to onboard the customers, and people need the bridge from the fiat world and from the traditional finance to crypto. And we serve this role today. We've got a fully integrated flow where people can do that and just ease them into going into DeFi, and then they can experiment in a safe, trusted manner. So our role is clear. You know, we want to make sure that during the next cycle, there's more than a billion people holding cryptocurrency, and we want to make sure that a part of this traffic goes into DeFi. But at the same time, you know, everybody needs to understand that if somebody's just starting in this journey, they should not go there.
Yeah.
It's a little bit too hard, too intimidating, too difficult. The UI is not there. The performance is not there yet, and you can't really, you know, onboard people at scale directly.
That's still a big issue on that perspective.
Yeah.
When it comes to that. One last question, Chris, before we move on to the fire round question with my best friend, DeBell is here. I think many people don't know this, but you've obviously been a very successful entrepreneur even before Crypto.com. How do you find running a crypto company different than running a TradFi or non-crypto business?
It's probably 10 times faster. And I look at like pictures from 6-7 years ago from all of us in the industry, You get old faster.
Look at this gray hair. Where do you think it comes from?
The 24/7 nature of this industry is one is exhilarating.
Yeah.
But it is a fast game. You need to be on the ball all the time, nonstop.
Exactly. If you're not ready for that, do not get into crypto. Takeaway today, Chris. We have 60 seconds left. My best friend DeBell is here. I'm going to give you quick questions. I need one or two word answers
all
on that. You ready?
Let's do it.
Are you guys ready? Let's rock and roll. Chris, you spent many years in Hong Kong. What is your favorite thing about Hong Kong?
The people.
People. There you go. That's a good CEO there. What's your favorite thing to do on weekends when you're not working on crypto.com?
Spending time with my son.
Time with son. Favorite quote of all time, a quote that you really love?
It is not the critic who counts.
It's not the critic that counts.
Yep.
If you could visit one country now on vacation, where would you go?
One country.
Yeah.
Japan.
Japan. There you go. This is interesting one. I've never asked this one before. Chris, if you could go back in history and live in any period in history, which period of history would you want to pick and go live in? Tough one.
Tough. Founding of the United States.
Founding United States.
Yeah,
the entrepreneur in Chris, you can see that. What's the best advice you've ever received?
There's too many, okay? I'll give you one. The best way to recognize who is an A player and who is a B player is the A player will save you time. The B player will ask for more of it.
Man, I need to reflect about this now. I love it. You have a six-year-old son. What skill or course would you want your kid to learn and parents should teach their kids right now, knowing what you know about the future of finance?
Courage and creativity.
Creativity.
And courage.
And courage. Love it. Elon Musk gives you a call for advice on Twitter. What do you tell him?
Well, first of all, thank God you bought it. Secondly, I think this is the right headcount right now.
Yeah. What is exciting you the most about the future of crypto?
AI plus crypto.
And Chris Marzulak, the CEO of Crypto.com, my traditional question, Chris, if you could have lunch or dinner with one person dead or alive, lunch or dinner with one person dead or alive, who would it be with?
I'll go with Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton. Here you go, founding fathers. Here you go. So Chris, thank you very much. Great to have you on stage. Thank you very much, everybody. Thanks for being with us today. Appreciate it.
Hey, everyone. Hope you enjoyed this episode that was recorded live in Hong Kong in November 2023. If you like this podcast, make sure to also check out my YouTube page at Henry Arslanian, the same handle, where I have a lot of exclusive content, not only the video version of this podcast, but also a lot of educational video. And of course, your favorite, often the behind the scenes videos. You can find them all on my YouTube page. Hope you enjoyed this episode and stay tuned for more content of the Future of Money podcast. And see you guys soon.